B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Canyon, how are you, sir? How can we help you?
All right, so I'll start from the beginning. I met this wonderful girl, Louisa. You know, we've been talking for the past, you know, month and a half, and everything has been great. I mean, she's a great girl. Unfortunately, I came down with COVID. You know, I was it hit me pretty hard. But you know, as I'm talking to you, you see, I survived it. I'm better.
All right,
that's good news.
Yes, it's great news. It's great news. So now I can't get her to talk to me. I don't know what happened. I told her about the COVID. You know, we talked a few days into it, but a couple weeks later now, it's like she's completely vanished. She won't answer my texts. She won't answer my calls. I don't understand what's happening.
So it wasn't like I got COVID and then she disappeared. Like you told her and you talked for a while.
Not right away. Yeah, we text. We talked a couple of times while I was inside quarantining, and after that, she just disappeared.
Well,
I'm not sure. No,
she didn't want to look like an asshole. You know what I mean? She was like, ooh, let me just do it like slowly so he doesn't think that that's the reason.
I mean,
I know this because I've done this before. Not with COVID, but like, if there's something that I knew I didn't like about someone.
You're about
someone,
to break up
like,
with someone and then they text you and they're like, I just got in an accident. And you're like, all right, 1 week, one more week.
All right, cool. Well, we'll give her a call for you next, all right?
Hello?
Hi, is this Louisa?
Yeah.
Hi, Louisa. This is the Get Up Crew. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa from Hot 96.9. And so can I just tell you why we're calling you? We got your phone number from somebody that knows you. And it's a good reason why we're calling you. I can explain real quick.
Okay, real quick.
No, listen. So we got your phone number from a gentleman that you know. I'm going to tell you his name. But he would like to take you out on a date. We'd like to pay for a date between you two to see if you guys hit it off or not. And you know, as far as the date goes, you tell us the day you're free, the time you're free, and you even name where you want to go, and we'll set the whole thing up and pay for everything. So all you have to do is worry about showing up and seeing if you hit it off with this guy. And like I said, I'll even tell you his name. Does that sound good?
Okay. What's his name?
Okay, so as soon as I tell you his name, you're going to recognize it because it's a very unique name. And he's just very confused as to why you guys stopped talking because he thought you had a good thing going. Kenyon?
No. No. I was scared that was who it was going to be.
Yeah.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Could you tell us why? Because he, from his side of the story, he said that he came down with COVID and that you basically kind of gave him the fadeaway during that time. So is that valid? Like, was it a thing where you were going to break up with him anyway and you thought, crap, let me give him a couple of pity days because of the COVID? Or
he's just a f***ing idiot.
Well, that could cover a lot of different things.
Just because he has COVID doesn't mean he can't be a f***ing idiot. What did he do?
Okay, so he has COVID, and then a few days later, he shows up at my house with, like, flowers and home-baked muffins and cookies and leaves them on my doorstep because I can see with my ring.
Yeah.
And, like, he's f***ing sick. What is he doing? He's, like, going out and buying s***. I live with my family. Like, I live with an 80-year-old grandmother. And he wasn't even wearing a mask when he dropped it off. He's just a f***ing idiot.
Oh, God.
He didn't tell us that part. But you know what? Hey, Kenyon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Kenyon's on the phone. Can explain the whole
situation. Of course he is.
Yeah. Kenyon, is this true?
Yeah, it's true, but I was, like I said, I was on my way to recovery at that point, and she didn't answer. Is that the reason you haven't been talking to me?
almost gave COVID to me and my family, you idiot.
Yeah, what does on my way to recovery mean exactly?
I was pretty much in the clear. And I had a couple of more days I was supposed to be quarantining, but come on.
Did you have a negative test?
Right.
What? No, negative test? Why do I have to get another test to tell me that I'm negative? I have one already. I'm fine. I'm
oh my god, Kenyon.
Yo, that's not how it works, really? Dude. It's not.
Kenyon, you.
So you mean to tell me you test positive for COVID and now have to go get tested again even after I've been quarantined for 14 days?
That makes no sense.
Oh my god.
So okay, this is something that I think we can fix.
Is it?
Yes, because Kenyon did something very stupid, but you know, what's that saying? It's the thought that counts.
Is it though?
Exactly.
It was, yeah, you were thinking, what were you thinking?
I was thinking that I was doing something nice. She lives an hour away. I drove, you know, I used my gas. I drove an hour away
right.
to drop this off for her, and this is how it's received.
Yeah, you know? and you went up to her door with no mask on. But now when you baked the muffins and things like that, did you wear a mask or gloves or anything of that nature?
Why would I wear a mask and I'm inside of my own house? I live by myself. Why would I need to wear a mask when I'm baking?
Oh, this is one of those situations where I really wish you lied. All right. Well, anyway, so Louisa, would you like to give Kenyon, you don't have Corona. He doesn't have Corona. Do you want to make this work?
Hell no.
Look, you're
so sweet. I get the sentiment, but you're so stupid.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.